No, I want you to have a listen to this.
And a really strong second leg here from Rashida Adeleke, and we will need the lead to have any chance of gold, I think. The baton going to be handed over to Phil Healy, who will need something like the leg of her life, which he did in the qualification, 51.1, her fastest ever 400 metre leg. So Phil Healy has the baton in front of the Dutch, but this is where the Dutch have real, real depth. This is Lizanne de Witt, though, and Healy has the measure of de Witt in ordinary circumstances if she's in top form. And Cynthia Bellingo of Belgium is a really, really proficient world championship finalist, and she's running alongside de Witt, and Phil Healy is running brilliantly if she can hold on to this level of input, because to hold off Lizanne de Witt and Cynthia Bellingo is a huge effort. It will mean on the final leg that Femke Bollens, looks like the effort of Lizanne de Witt, is going to accelerate past Healy as we come into the changeover for the final lap. And now the baton is in the hand of the world indoor record holder, Femke Bollens. And does Charlene Mauthier at this stage think, I'm going to run for silver, and if gold happens, so be it. But she has a race in her hands on the final leg. At the moment, the Polish team is not in this. That's a surprise. And it is actually the Belgians. And Helena Ponet, the athlete that Charlene Mauthier ran against for the medal, the gold medal in the mixed relay. So now, on the crown of the final bend, about 180 metres to go, she has closed down Femke Bollens, Charlene Mauthier, but Bollens always holds something back. If Charlene Mauthier can go on her shoulder, put some pressure on, who knows? Panette is closing in on Charlene Mauthier. This is the fifth place for Charlene Mauthier this week. She must be sapped of strength, but she's holding on. She's even challenging Bollens, but Bollens takes the gold. But brilliant Charlene Mauthier takes silver for Ireland, leads the team home. Extraordinary to run five races and be that strong and hold off the Belgian. That is Charlene Mauthier at her very best.
Yeah, there you go. That was the exciting commentary of the European Athletics Championships and a silver medal for Ireland amongst many medals that our athletes won. It sets things up brilliantly for the Olympics to come in Paris in a couple of weeks' time. But how do these athletes get made, and particularly where do they get made in terms of athletics infrastructure? On foot of that performance, Joe Walsh, founder member of UNREACT and trustee of the organisation who's in charge of fundraising at the track in Castle Island, talk to me about the success at the championships a little while back and the hoard of medals won by Irish athletes. But what about facilities for training children, teens and young adults? UNREACT is privately owned and has gotten government funding, but Joe says the ongoing costs of running the immunity are not being supported by the government, and that athletics in Kerry and the future athletes that we need to find, that process is suffering as a result. Have a listen.
It is a wonderful success that we have had over the last few weeks, and it's a accumulation of coaching and everything. And the facilities, we had here in Castle Island, we had the best season ever. We have up to 20,000 people have gone through UNREACT this season now for the track and field season, which is May and June. And thanks to the people of Castle Island who have put this in place, down through the years, that the facility was available, because there was no other facility available in Cork. There was no track available in Cork, and there was, like, the facilities in Castle Island is suitable for running main events. Like, we were the main athletic centre for Munster this season, because we have the clubhouse and we have the food and we have everything. But the problem is the cost of running this facility, and the difficulty of running it is very expensive. And because we fall between a stool, like, the Department of Sports have been fantastic in giving us money to build the place, but building the UNREACT is like building a hospital and giving no money to run it. We don't get any penny whatsoever for maintenance and for the running costs of the place, and now it's getting very hard to run it on a whim and a prayer and voluntary. Number one, it's harder to get volunteers nowadays, and that we have fantastic people that are involved in coaching and give their time for coaching, and they've done a tremendous job. But it is very hard. The CE schemes before were running these places, but the CE schemes now have dried up, and it's very hard to get the sea sims themselves are fantastic, like they that get people on the scheme to go on to other jobs, but now it's getting very hard, and we have been finding it very hard to get anybody to do maintenance. You're cutting the grass, you have all the hedge cutting, we have 10.5 acres like this. But we, the government gives, you know, they have tracks in colleges, in like in the University in Limerick and the Madras and Cork and the IT. The government are paying for those tracks to be put in place. They're also paying for the maintenance of them. They're paying for the green, the keepers, the, you know, maintenance people. But because we are privately owned, we don't get anything. So we go to the bother of putting the finest place in Ireland together, but we don't get no help in running it. And this is where we're falling between two stools.
Yeah, and this is the problem. Like, you started in 1975, it was put together, the club, and then like the development of REACT came from that. There's lots of fundraising done through the years. As you mentioned, sports capital grants came along. You now have an IAAF standard athletics track, which is used for training and competitive track and field events, the only facility of its type in the county. So that's in place, but your issue is the money to run it isn't. And is that the key problem with getting that, in terms of you being a private organisation as opposed to publicly owned?
That's exactly, you have it now there, exactly what is, that is the problem. You know, if it's publicly owned, the government will be putting caretakers and they'll be paying for everything. But when it's privately owned, they won't. They'll give you money to build it, but they'll give you no money to run it. And the cost of running it now is just gotten crazy. Like we cost up to 300,000 a year to run Reef Athletic. And we had the same problem then. You know, it's used, the town, we have a town, a park as well, and the park is used by the people of Castleton. It's used by the public all the time. It's the best facility in the area for people to come and walk with their dogs and the children. The whole lot is fabulous altogether. But because, it, like, if you were in St. Tree, the town park is costing Kerry County Council so much money.
Yeah.
The park's everywhere. But because in Castleton, it's privately owned, we have failed to get any money from the council to.
And have you tried, Joe, to get money?
We have tried. We have tried and tried on many occasions.
Because the reason I ask is we're in an era whereby you know the 120 million euro announced, and it's going to be, I think it's applications open until July for the large scale sports infrastructure fund. But again, that's for infrastructure, I suppose. You've other sports announced and other funding announced, and I suppose they're upping the money all the time. They're saying there's going to be 250 million euro available for the latest round of sports funding. It's a 50% increase in the funding allocated in 2020. This is the Sports Capital and Equipment Programme. But again, that's all for building, developing, providing equipment.
Yeah, and we have applied for, we have such crowds there now, and you know, you get up to 3,000 people there in the day, and they're there from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5:30 in the afternoon. There's a long day. They need, and if we get inclement weather, you need a stand, you need a storage area. We applied for that grant for that to develop a stand in the whole lot, which would be about 1.9 million euros.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Athletics Ireland, they prioritised two places in Dublin, and we wouldn't consider it, you know. We were considered, but we got nothing.
They gave the money elsewhere.
They gave the money to Dublin, you know. But that's one, capital grants. Now, we've been very successful down through the years in capital grants, and we're well able to get away. Last year, we got solar panels to run, help us with our electricity bill. We got a new heat pump, so we got to 130,000, which is very good. And we're in for things, but it's the running, it's the maintenance, the running of the place.
Yeah.
And so the biggest problem, Jerry, is if we spend our effort, and we're very good at fundraising, and if we spend all our effort and all the money we fundraising, we are neglecting what the place was built for. It was built to promote athletics and develop athletics.
Yeah.
We can't afford to run a decent athletic meeting every year, which would help to promote athletics in Kerry, because the money that we're raising is going towards
Which would find the next Gillian O'Sullivan, or find the next Rashidat Adeleke, or find the next, you know, superstar of athletics, which is what you want. You're competing with other sports. You're trying to get people involved to get more medals down the line, which is the aim of the whole exercise.
We're not in Kerry at the moment. There's some great talent coming up. You know, Shauna, he slipped from Andrea. She ran in the European half marathon. She represented Ireland in Rome. She's aiming for the marathon now for the next Olympics, not this Olympics in Paris, but the next one in Los Angeles. We have a lot.
If you don't have the training, if you don't have the running of organizations and the running of events, then you're not going to find the athletes that will be winning medals down the line.
Yeah, but if we don't have the facilities and properly run and properly kept, that's the problem. And
okay,
that's our problem.
What's the answer then, Joe? And let me put this point to you, because Thomas Byrne, the Minister for Sport, has talked about this in the past, and there's lots of different organisations with their hands out looking for money for capital infrastructure and new stadiums and renovating stadiums. And the direction of travel has been from the government to say, well, we'll give money to organisations that are multi-sport, that are maybe state-run to an extent, but that provide for all the community. Now, you would argue that Riacht already does that in terms of the town park and the wider facilities and what it's used for by different groups, I'd imagine.
We're the most multi-use that you could get. We have the town park, which is used by the elderly. We have a gym with up to 400 members, which is used by all the foreign students that come to Castle Island on these programs.
Yeah.
This is their go-to place at 4 o'clock, during the long winter evening. It's absolutely, you wouldn't get a space on one of the machines at the gym.
Well, let me put this point to you. The government might say, look, we'll give money to local authorities, we'll give money to universities, we'll give money to other organisations, but the private issue might be the problem, that it needs to be publicly owned if it's to be publicly funded to run it.
Yeah, but privately owned facilities are run better. You know, they're we are more into promoting athletics than any other college or any other place around.
Yeah,
and our park is absolutely kept as good as we can for the money that we have.
If you don't get funding, if you don't get money to help with the cost of running it, Joe, what will happen?
Athletics will just suffer, and the place won't be kept. You know, and if we got the funding, we'd put the effort into promoting athletics, in like putting on coaching events, putting on decent athletic events that we run, because these cost. Do you know how much the Cork City Sports costs to run every year? Now, they haven't been run for the last couple of years because of issues above in Cork, they don't have a track. But the Cork City Sports is a few hours in the day. It costs €250,000 to run it.
My God. Yeah.
You know,
and that's what you're talking about.
Joe Hartley told me that now. And he's organized. It costs an awful lot of money to run it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we ran when we opened the place, first we ran two decent athletic meetings. Jeannie McSweeney was there, it ran very well, you know. But it cost us $35,000 just to put on those two athletic meetings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing we can do, you know, to promote athletics.
Opponents in Kerry. Okay. Fair point. We're going to have to leave it there.
We don't get the money for maintenance. We have to put the money we make into maintaining the place. And it's athletics.
It doesn't go to athletics. Yeah, fair point. Joe, thanks for giving us your view on that and for talking to me about it in the program this morning.
Yes, and thank you very much. And tell everybody, keep supporting the Reef 50-50.
Will do.
That's our chief fundraising thing.
Okay.
Thank you very much.